With us today is Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State and the former CIA director and number one in his class in West Point. And one smart guy. Who else to ask about? The American people want to know what's going on and what's in it for them in the future. Mr. Secretary, what say you?
John, it's great to be with you. It's pretty remarkable to watch both here at home and U.S. interests abroad so challenged today in ways that they haven't been for an awfully long time, whether that's what's going on at Columbia University in New York City or what's taking place in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. There's an awful lot of risk in the world. And then I would add to that a risk that's hard to identify because we've simply refused to close our southern border. And you find yourself in a really challenging, difficult time for the United States.
I mean, our borders are open. The fentanyl is still coming in. There's now talk about we should be worried about the Canadian border, people coming in from there. Our college institutions are under attack and creating havoc. I mean, where do we begin? Where do we end?
John, these issues on our borders, I think that's right to say, not just Canada and the U.S., but think about people who are flying into our airports and overstaying visas. We now have thousands and thousands of Chinese nationals coming across our border, and we don't know at all where they are. You and I have talked about this many times on your show. The risk for the Chinese Communist Party is real. They are now collaborating closely with the Russians in Ukraine and the Iranians by buying energy. And you have a toxic brew that I worry so much when we have these fighting age male Chinese illegals that we don't know where they are in our country. The risk that someday there is a really bad day here in the United States that outstrips even the horrors of fentanyl and all the money laundering that's taking place is something we need to take seriously. And the next president of the United States has to put as their number one agenda to fix.
If we don't fix it by the next president of the United States, in my heart, I feel we're in trouble.
John, your point's very well taken. Another couple years with this rate of decay, and it's very difficult to figure out how you get back from that, how you put that back in the box. And so there is a real urgency to this. I wish the President Biden felt that urgency, but it's pretty clear that he has no intention of doing a darn thing to make sure that America's borders are sovereign and that we do the right thing enforcing U.S. law to keep Americans safe here at home.
Israel, Iran are saying, well, it's over for the time being. Do you believe in that, or what do you think?
There are for the time being, which is, I couldn't tell you how long this moment will last. It remains the case that the Iranians, through their Hamas terrorists in Gaza, are holding many Israelis prisoner. They're holding some Americans that we pray are still alive in detention in Gaza as well. The rocket fire into Israel from the north, from Lebanon and Hezbollah, continues. And so while it feels like there has been this moment of deterrence or stability, I think that there still remains an awful lot of risk that Iran will attack either Israeli interests or American interests or both in the region.
Of all the migrants that came in, everybody believes that maybe 5 to 10% of them could be bad people. What do we do? I mean, the FBI, does it have enough resources to keep Americans safe?
You heard Director Ray in the last 6 months, or maybe it's 8 months now, talk about the fact that never in his life, he's been in law enforcement a long time, never in his life has he seen, I think he uses the term, so many red lights flashing. So he's sending a message that says he's worried about whether the FBI has the resources to match the threat. And John, to be fair to them, when you have this level of illegal migration and this level of drugs and cartel activity here in the United States, I think that is a task that is gargantuan, and the rate of migration inside the United States makes it very difficult for the FBI to figure out exactly where the threat is coming from, to identify that, and then to take it down. They have been given dealt a terribly impossible hand because of President Biden's failure to do the most basic fundamental thing, which is to protect the American sovereign borders.
Mr. Secretary, on Ukraine, Congress this week finally voted to help the Ukraine some more, and a lot of our people were fully for it. My only concern is the money being spent properly? Is it being used for the purpose we're sending it for?
That is an incredibly valid concern, and I know some of the folks on the Republican side of the aisle voted no because of that. Some of them had other reasons. We should absolutely do two things, John. The first is make sure this resources are going where they're supposed to. So a lot of this is American equipment being shipped. We should make sure it ends up in the hands of the Ukrainians and not of the bad guys. So there should be deep accountability, deep auditing, all of the things that we know how to do to block and tackle. The second piece of this is not just whose hands does it get into, but I find it so odd that President Biden has pushed so fervently to provide resources to the Ukrainians, but then denies them the ability to use them. That is, says, no, you can't fire at Russians. You can't go after, you know, the places from which they're launching aircraft to kill your kids. You can't do the things that would actually hold Putin and his regime at risk. Tonight, the children in Moscow go to bed knowing it's safe, and the kids in Kyiv may well be attacked. We should give the Ukrainians the capacity to do what they need to do to defend their own borders, just as I wish President Biden wasn't putting handcuffs on the Israeli forces to do what they need to do to keep Israel safe. We should provide that same level of assurance and support to the Ukrainians as well. It's not enough to provide them the tools. We have to allow them to use those tools in a way that can effectively defend their country.
Mr. Secretary, last question. Why isn't the Commander-in-Chief cleaning out the Houthis who are shut down the Red Sea, shut down the Suez Canal, created a new inflation because of the price of oil? What reason could there be?
John, it's unexplainable to me. It's literally, maybe it's, he doesn't want energy prices to go up even more. I think that's backwards thinking. Remember that one of the first actions of the Biden administration was to say to the Houthis, no, you're no longer terrorists. So maybe there's a little piece that he's going to want to eat the crow required to actually go push back against this threat. But John, we know from where they're firing, we know the positions, we're quite capable of ensuring that they don't interrupt international sea travel, which matters an awful lot to Americans and to the cost of energy and food in our home. We ought to make sure we get that right.
Mr. Secretary, thank you for bringing the American people up to date, and we'll catch up with you again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Bless you. So long, sir.
Bless you.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.